Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. Today is the Feast of St. Maria Goretti, and so for the optional readings for the feast day, the Gospel is from John chapter 12, and it says, Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it. And whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, there also will my servant be. The Lord will honor whoever serves me. And so for a lot of us in our life, we can see maybe glimpses of the fruit that comes from this death to self, this following the Lord. And so I just want to speak briefly about one of the things that's the most striking to me about the life of St. Maria Goretti. For a long time, when I would hear about her story, I wasn't particularly moved. And maybe that sounds bad. Very briefly, her story was when she was 11 years old, she lived in Italy, and her family lived with a father and a son, and the son was 20, and he was making these different sexual advances towards her, and she kept refusing because she knew that it was a sin. Eventually, his passions kind of overwhelm him, and he once again confronts her, and when she refuses, he stabs her multiple times, and he ends up stabbing her 14 times. And his father isn't that far away, and he hears her when she yells, and then he gets Maria's mother, and they bring her to the hospital, and within the next day, she undergoes a surgery, but then eventually there's nothing that the doctors can do and she dies. And so I'd heard that story a lot growing up. She's a patron of the youth, especially young women. She's a patron of purity and chastity. But the story wasn't really that moving to me. But a few years ago, I really became moved by the story of first the forgiveness that she offers. When she's on her deathbed, she says that she forgives Alessandro, who is the young man who did this to her, and that she wants him to be in heaven with her. And I was really struck by that offering of forgiveness. And then because of that, this idea of forgiveness is kind of passed through her family. And so later when Alessandro, 27 years later, gets out of prison and goes to Maria's mother, Maria's mother also extends that forgiveness in part because she heard and saw her daughter offer this forgiveness. But the other thing that was really striking to me is Alessandro, while he's in prison, initially he is without any regret. And he stays that way for about the first 6 years of his imprisonment. And then one night he has this dream of Maria walking towards him. And as she's going through the field, she's picking these lilies, and then she's handing the lilies to him, one for each time that he stabbed her. And after this dream that he has of Maria, he is a changed man. He is repentant. He desires to live in a new way, and then he becomes this model prisoner, being released a couple years early for good behavior. And he spends the rest of his life living a life of penance, trying to atone for the sin that he committed. And so St. Maria Goretti's life is very beautiful, but I'm very struck by the fruit that we see in Alessandro. That because of the way that she lived and the way that she died, and then her intercession after her death, that we see that Alessandro, who is a murderer, encounters the Lord and Maria's mercy, and thereby God's mercy, and has this completely different life that is offered to him. And it's moving to me, this hope that is offered through the life of Alessandro Serinelli, that even if we do some of the worst things imaginable, that the Lord's mercy is always waiting and ready to receive us. But we also need the witness of Maria Goretti, who is willing to give her life and also continue to hope and pray for the good of the person who is hurting her. And that's what I want to focus on today in this feast day. That I want to offer forgiveness to those who have hurt me, and that I want to live my life in a way that by losing it, there might be much fruit that is gained that we can see in this world, but also, even more importantly, the fruit that we can't see, but that we'll know for eternity. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the witness in the life of St. Maria Goretti, for the way in which she was able to pour herself out, for the forgiveness and the mercy that she offered to Alessandro. Lord, thank you for the witness of Alessandro, who received your mercy, Lord, and the mercy and forgiveness of Maria, and allowed it to deeply transform him and to offer the world this witness of a life completely and radically changed by you. St. Maria Goretti, pray for us. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.